All right, everyone, we are back. Today is Thursday, December 25th, 2008. It is Christmas Day, so mele kaliki maka to all of you out there. And your present from me is a new edition of the Apple II podcast. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com. By JuiceJS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Check them out in 2009 at www.juice.gs. By Uncommon Sense, simple personal finance. You can check them out at www.uncommon-sense.net. And by listeners like you. Thanks for your donations. We couldn't do A2 Unplugged without you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Ryan Suinaga, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii. You can check out our website over at www.a2unplugged.com. You can reach us via email at a2unplugged@gmail.com, or you can check out our voicemail hotline at 808-218-2737. It's been quite some time since we got together. I apologize for the large gap in time between podcasts. Again, I was doing some training for the Century Ride and the marathon. I had a truck break-in. I had a really bad cold for a while there, all of which contributed to the tardiness of this episode. If you really want to know about all that, you can check out my personal blog at rsuinaga.livejournal.com, or you can ignore all of that, which is probably the better thing to do. On to some listener email. We got email from Charlie. Hi, A2 Unplugged. My name is Charles Holtman, and I currently live in Aiea, Hawaii. I'm in the Army and work for JPAC at Camp Smith. I found your podcast while looking at various Apple IIgs websites looking for upgrades to a 2GS. I recently purchased a 2GS on eBay and I'm waiting for it to arrive. I'm writing, looking for direction, advice, and help in deciding on some future upgrades to my 2GS. I really wanted a 2GS as a teenager, but of course I couldn't afford it. But now I'm buying for nostalgia's sake, I guess. Anyways, I was thinking of purchasing a MicroDrive CF from Reactive Micro and possibly 4 MB RAM GS card from Brio Computers. Are these good upgrades? Is 8 MB worth it? I like fast computers. This is relative to when the computer was made, of course. My goals right now with the 2GS are bask in retro gaming heaven, but I don't even have a joystick yet. Secondly, tinkering, meaning minor programming / learning and fun, reliving the past that I didn't have, if that makes sense. I'm really a newbie when it comes to older Apple products and would consider myself a PC gamer enthusiast. I also own a Macintosh 2CI, Quadra 700, and an MT's 2CI case. I guess my theme is nothing but beige. Well, I don't know where I'm going with this email, but wanted to make contact with you. Charles, or Charlie, welcome. I'm glad to hear you're on island. That would probably make me not the last Apple II user on Oahu. I'm sure that there are others. I just don't know who they are right now. Except maybe for Brian Villados. I haven't seen Brian in years. I don't even know if he's still on island. Not to speak specifically of those purchases you have in mind, a hard drive of any type would be a huge help. 4 MB RAM is really more than enough on a 2GS. I have pretty much never found a case, at least personally, where I actually needed 8 MB of RAM. Now, as a guy who writes some code, I could actually fill up 8 MB of RAM. That's probably a really bad idea. But, you know, realistically, 4 is more than enough. An accelerator would be a great addition to your system. If you are interested in getting some stuff, I actually have a few things that you might be interested in purchasing. You can contact me on the voicemail hotline or via email. And I promise that we'll check it a little bit more often than we have been. And that's actually open for anybody as well. But how quickly we can get this stuff done is a whole other question. Antoine writes, I just wanted to thank you for the quality of your A2 podcast. They were worth listening to. Do you have some plans interviewing A2 enthusiasts and gurus such as the ones from A2Central.com? Keep up the good work and please make it clear where I can donate some bucks. Beer only. Antoine. Well, thanks a lot, Antoine. That's good to hear. There is buy me a beer link on the page is really a link to a PayPal site. And if somebody wants to donate some dollars to A2 Unplugged, you know, it would be very, very appreciated. Now, I will tell you that on this very episode, we are going to have the most requested interview in the history of A2 Unplugged. And you'll see who it is in a few minutes. And I'm hoping that I can have that kind of annual year-end, year-beginning show with some of the folks from A2Central.com, JuiceGS, Syndicom, some other folks, whoever we can get who is right on top of the Apple II world. And we can go through some things for our next episode. Rob, who is our most frequent emailer, wrote in. Rob says, "We're missing you, Ryan. There have been a few news bits that you're just the guy to spread. Brutal Deluxe didn't just wake up to post their old stuff on the net. They're back doing FST development under GSOS. Another blogger has awakened since your last show at www.mozomedia.com/Apple II, outlining his experiences both programming and playing on Apple IIs. We need you to get this stuff out, and someone has to guilt Carrington into getting back on the 1 megahertz mic since his last podcast was ages ago. Thanks for writing in, Rob." I'm just as guilty as Carrington. It's been quite some time since our last episode. I actually do have a 2009 plan to hopefully get episodes out more regularly. And, you know, those of you guys who know me real well know I'm big on planning, and sometimes plans work and a lot of times they don't. We'll see how that goes out. I have heard about Brutal Deluxe's effort. I am interested in seeing what kind of fruit bears there, especially considering that I am someone who writes some code myself. And I think Carrington probably has lots better excuses than I do for not getting a podcast out quickly, because it is freezing where he is, literally. It's actually pretty warm where I am right now. On to the main part of this episode. This is an interview with the most requested interview subject in the history of A2 Unplugged, maybe in the history of Apple II podcasting. I would have to check with Carrington regarding that. In any case, what's coming to you next was recorded a little while ago. I was hoping to get it out sooner, but I failed. It is an interview with legendary Apple II programmer, Burger Becky Heinemann, formerly known as Burger Bill Heinemann, and the Burgermeister will tell us about how things went in the Apple II world and what her opinion is of things going on in the Apple II world now, as best as she knows. Take it away, Burger. Okay, well, we're here tonight with one of the all-time legendary Apple II programmers known as Burger, now Burger Becky Heinemann. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well.
Thanks for agreeing to be on with us tonight. You were pretty surprised when I told you you were the most requested of all people that they wanted interviewed for an Apple II podcast.
Yes, I was, because I thought most people don't even remember me or something like that. I mean, I haven't heard anybody from, you know, send me email or anything from my Apple II days for almost a decade now.
Oh, wow.
So, no, nobody ever emails me or anything, despite the fact I have a website and a comic and all sorts of things, but no one contacts me.
Huh, that's pretty interesting. I you know, I didn't know that. I would think at least folks who worked with you, like Sheffy, would be in contact with you from time to time.
Yeah, but we never talk about Apple II things. We're almost talking about his children, his wife, and his work that he's doing for Mozilla, the Firefox team. But it's very rare we talk anything about Apple II things anymore.
Well, that's pretty interesting. So I hear that you are at Microsoft now. Is that correct?
That is correct. I work at the Microsoft XNA Developer Connection, and I've been there since March.
Oh, so not very long at all.
No, not very long. About 6 months.
Yeah, I think a bunch of us lost track of you after Logicware kind of went away.
That was a lot of drama, yes. Business, I had an ex-partner, and there was a lot of accusations, lawsuits, things like that. When a company folds, it wasn't pretty. But I then founded Contraband Entertainment in beginning of 2000, and I've been doing console, 3DO, PC titles ever since.
So let's kind of get to our formal part of the interview here. So what was your first computer, Burger?
My first one was an, God, I'm trying to remember. I think my first one was an AIM 65 I put together sometime around 1976 or 77, somewhere around there. I remember putting it together, soldering iron and all the pieces and the mother little board and little chiclet. No, it wasn't even a chiclet keyboard. I think it was like a flat touch keyboard or something like that. It's been a long time.
Wow. So what's your setup today?
Oh boy. Let's see here. I got an Xbox dev kit. I have a Wii dev kit, a PS3. I've also got on the floor here, I've got a prototype PC. Really can't go any more about that other than it's really powerful. I've got here a couple of Mac workstations. And of course, my main machine I use for just doing like personal stuff is this MacBook Pro, Intel MacBook Pro.
Wow. So sounds like gaming programming is really what you're into right now.
I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. In fact, if you look at my career on the Apple II, you would even see there that it was almost exclusively gaming.
Yeah, that is true. That's definitely true. So what's your favorite Apple II program that you programmed?
That I did. Oh God. It would either be Out of This World for the 2GS. Then there's also Task Times and Tone Town because the music that I did on. Then Crystal Quest. That's another good one. Then of course the Harmony printer drivers was also pretty good because that was a lot of. It was very technically challenging to do that one.
How about your favorite Apple II program that was programmed by someone else?
Merlin.
Merlin. By Glenn. By
By Glenn
yeah.
Breeden, or how do you pronounce his last name?
I think it's Breedon. He's deceased now,
He
unfortunately.
is?
Yeah, he was kind of an older gentleman. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, he's been deceased for a few years.
I did not know that.
Well, I'm sorry to break the news to you, but yeah, he's been gone for a few years.
Wow.
Well, so what do you think you are more proud of or more known for, your programming or your being the National Space Invaders champion?
Oh, no one remembers the National Space Invaders Championship.
You don't think anybody remembers that?
Well, the thing though is that, when I mentioned that I was a National Space Invaders Champion of 1980, they're going like, they had contests back then? It's like, oh God. Yes, they did. And in fact, when I'd sometimes do a Google search on that particular contest, I almost always turn up nothing, or at least, something in passing, but no real blurbs on it. It wasn't until the Quake events of '95 and later when people really started thinking about championship gaming. I mean, people don't even remember about the Defender tournament. So I remember there was this Centipede tournament because I know I participated in it. It's as if it never happened.
Wow, that's pretty
pretty
interesting.
interesting.
I think you're
I think
correct.
you're correct.
There
There
isn't a whole lot
whole
on the internet
on the
about
internet
those
about those
things.
things.
What's your favorite game to play today?
Today, I usually play just Free Cell, or I get a pencil and paper and I play Sudoku.
Wow, that's quite a change, don't you think?
Well, the problem is that Monday through Friday, when I'm at work, I'm working on very high-tech video games and I'm playing them. So, like, one of my more recent commercial games was Command and Conquer 3 for Electronic Arts. I was working on that game for 6 months solid. So by the time that the game actually shipped, I've already like got long ago got bored of it and tired of it and have beaten the game 20 times over. So of course I don't want to play it anymore.
Gotcha.
So it kind of just takes the fun out of playing a game when you play it as a job for so many years.
I see, I see. Okay, yeah, what are some fond memories you have of your Apple II days?
Oh boy. Oh, Kansas Fest has always been a good memory for me. I think one of my favorite ones was when I was there with John Carmack and John Romero, and we were following Silas Warner around, bowing down and worshiping him every now and then because of, the fact that he did the original Castle Wolfenstein. And we were going, the three of us were going, "We are not worthy, we are not worthy."
I see.
And of course, now look at today. I mean, John Carmack, he just won the X Prize for sending a rock, building a prototype rocket ship. And Romero's out doing his MMO work, and I'm of course doing my stuff.
I see. Okay. Well, Kansas Fest is still going on, and there are still people going there, like myself and Sheppy and Tony Diaz, who actually do remember when you used to be able to come.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it. I mean, there was just 1 year I couldn't make it, and then no one ever told me about it anymore, so I never got any newsletters or anything like that, so I didn't even know it was still going on.
I see. Okay, we will make sure that we kind of keep you in the loop to see if you're free around those times. Now, last thing,
Yes.
if you could just give a message to the few but the proud Apple II users who are still around today, what would it be?
Oh boy. I know, Apple II forever.
I think that's the same message all of us are giving the Apple II users. Burger, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on. Sorry about the time mix-up,
That's all. By the way, my name's Becky, not Burger.
Okay,
Burger's
Becky.
just a nickname.
Okay, but thank you very much, Becky, for coming on.
No problem.
And I did want you to know, yeah, you were the most requested by far person for us to interview, so I decided let's go ahead and try to get in touch with you. But thank you very much,
Well,
Becky.
it's not that hard to find me. I mean, how many people out there are named Heinemann? Okay, just a little type in Google. There's my name.
Okay,
All
thank you.
right.
Thank you very much. You have a nice night, okay?
You too. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, take care.
Good night.
And that wraps up this episode. I would like to thank legendary Apple II programmer, Burker Becky Heinemann, for letting us catch up with her this episode. I'd also like to thank our sponsors, A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing, JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication, Uncommon Sense, hopefully simple personal finance, and listeners like you, thanks for your donations. We couldn't do A2 Unplugged without you. I apologize again for the tardiness of this episode. This is going to be our last episode for 2008. I'm hoping we'll be back early in 2009 with what's become a tradition, our year-end slash year-beginning episode with some folks from A2Central.com, JuiceGS, Syndicom, and maybe some other places. We'll see what we can do for you. Ma lama pono a hui ho mele kaliki maka, folks. I hope you have a great holiday. Take care, and we will see you in 2009.